Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This time of the year is known to be a difficult one for many people. Holiday stress as well as depression is something that many have to deal with. Robin Selko from the Hi FM Helpline. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am very, very well, thank you. This time of year, I mean, obviously we look forward to it. People are going away. They get time out. It's a time that you can regroup, get some energy back. But the flip side of it is that it's also known to be a very difficult time for people maybe who are living alone, maybe people who aren't with family. Give us a bit of context here.
Sure, Howard, and good morning, listeners. Yeah, for some holidays are time of joy. You know, we all have this fantasy illusion sometimes of rainbows and unicorns and La La Land. Mm-hmm. And phew, I'm getting over everything and I'm leaving and I'm checking out of all the stress and pressure. But sometimes it just doesn't happen like that. In fact, I don't know if you knew this, but I found out reading last night that suicides are the highest just after the holiday season. Did you know that, Howard?
So, I actually did know that, but why? What is the reason for that?
Yeah, so I'll give you some good reasons to hate holidays, okay? And this is a bit different to what you'd normally expect. Who doesn't love holidays? Oh, plenty of people. Perhaps you have a tense relationship with your family, or you like your family and they live far away, or you'll be spending the holidays solo. And this is more pertinent now with COVID than ever before. Or perhaps you've suffered a loss and the holiday season is stirring up painful memories. Some people also hate the consumerism and the gift-grabbing excess, or even the credit card that comes in after Black Friday. Even those who like celebrating can get stressed about blowing their budget or living up to others' expectations of jolliness. I think this is a big problem. And if you're an introvert, holiday gatherings and work parties can just feel like torture. So there are a lot of tips we can
I guess it's also a time if you have more time. In other words, you're not running around and working and managing with everything that you have to do in your normal life. And all of a sudden, everything stops. You almost don't know what to do with that space that your brain gives you because you now have the time to think. And you now have the time, as you said, maybe to deal with the loss that you didn't have time to deal with earlier on in the year. And that can probably be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah. That for sure, Howard. What it does give us, and the counter side to what you've mentioned, is it does give us a time to actually stop, take a breath, and actually reflect. Reflect on what is important to us, what are our values, what really matters to us, and we've been given time, which is a gift, and space, and perhaps less of a routine to comply with. And we can, many of us don't know what fills our own tank. Like if you were driving on holiday, theoretically, and you saw your car was on red, you'd stop and you'd want to fill up that tank. We have to look and reflect a bit and clarify for ourselves what fills up our tank because otherwise, we stop going. Okay. So
it's such a lovely way of looking at it. And maybe that's, sorry, Robin, the line sometimes comes in and out. A way to look at it is exactly that, to say over this time, make sure that by the time if you go away, or even if you don't go away, but you've taken the time out, by the time you're ready to face 2022, that you have refilled your tank. And what is it that does refill your tank? Maybe for one person it's something and some for somebody it's something else. But let's first try and determine what fills our tank and then make sure that we do that in order to face the year with a full tank.
Yes, that's excellent, Howard. You've said it excellently. So determining what actually makes us happy. You know, for some people, it's like giving to others, okay? For some,
oh, and we seem to have lost Robin. We're going to try and get her back. Fascinating conversation. What fills your tank? What is it that allows you to add more fuel that'll get you through the next few months of the year or the first few months of the year? I'd love to hear that from you. Is it reading? Is it time out? Is it time with family? Is it a combination of all sorts of things? Is it eating healthier and making sure that physically you're in better shape? Is it sleeping more? What fills your tank? 34519 or 0618951019. We'll be back. Oh, I believe Robin is back with us. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry about the line. You know, that's actually telling us, you know, just as we lose the line, and our own bodies sometimes are losing the line and losing the signal. So we need
and
to connect with ourselves so that we can be tapped back into that signal, that zone, the zone of what makes us feel good. So, and a good place to sometimes start is to acknowledge our own feelings, to reach out to others who volunteering is great for the holidays, for those who are not going away. We've got to also be realistic about holidays. They don't have to be perfect or just like last year. You know, things do change in families. So like, become adaptable, flexible, find new ways to celebrate. It might be just like a video call to the people you can't be with because they're locked up with COVID. That will make a difference to them. Also, set aside during holidays, you know, family people, members, some of them don't love you as much as you love them. So accept that family members and friends are as they are, okay? And they're not going to always live up to your expectations. So set aside grievances until there's a more appropriate time for discussion, okay? Also, plan ahead. Plan so that you can have more time out, so that you're not running and schlepping every day to the shops and just replicating Joburg in Cape Town. You know, get organized so that you don't have to, you know, at least in Joburg you've got online deliveries, and now in Cape Town you can't get. So it becomes more stressful instead of more of a holiday, okay? It's also a good idea for people to learn to say no. I know I personally have a difficulty with this one. Because sometimes you say yes and then you feel resentful or overwhelmed. You don't have to participate in every project and activity. Do those things that we were saying earlier that fill your own tank, okay? Stick to healthy habits over holidays. You know, go hike with your Hanukkah lighters or just take a breather. Make time for yourself, okay? It doesn't have to be like something extraordinary, but it can be special. Like, take a walk at night and just look at the stars. Find a book to read. Or if you've loved art or something that to do for years, you know, pull out a sketch pad. Just look at the things that fill your own tank. Take control as well. Don't let the holidays become something you dread. Instead, take steps to prevent stress and depression that can descend upon you during the holidays. Learn to recognize your holiday triggers, such as financial pressures or personal demands, so that you can combat them before you have a meltdown. With a little bit of planning, some positive thinking, you can find peace and joy during the holidays. Howard, any other questions?
I think that's absolutely right. You know, one of the things that I think we do need to keep in mind is something that you've said, and you've said it a number of different ways during this conversation, is reduce the expectation. Your holiday isn't going to be perfect because life continues, and your children are still going to irritate you if they irritated you in November. And you are still going to have to deal with those things. Maybe they'll irritate you a little bit less because you nagging them less. But either way, the point is that life just continues, and cut yourself some slack. The other thing that you've said in a number of different ways is also to just be kind to yourself. Stop the with the expectations that everything you have to perform at a certain level over holidays. Say no to certain things. Just appreciate the things that make you happy in order to fill that tank. Robin Selker, that is where we leave it. It is very, very sound advice. I'd love advice from our listeners as well. 34519 or 0618951019. It's 826. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.